So here we go. I'm at the Women's March. Saturday started about 10 o'clock. Looks like about 800 people here. And I'm going to be asking a few people why they are here, and particularly why they picked the sign they have. So I'm walking along someone that has a sign that reads, "History has its eyes on you." Talk a little bit about that and why you're here.
Well, the line is from the musical Hamilton, of course, and it's George Washington is singing it to Hamilton, saying, you know, history has its eyes on you. It's about recognizing the importance of your place in history and the role that you play in it. So I have it here. It's kind of directed at our new president, saying we're going to be watching how you'll actually be governing. And also, you know, to all of the American people, like we have the power. This is our role in a democracy, is we need to pay attention. We need to be aware of how our choices impact others. And that's what that's about. And then the backside says, E pluribus unum. And it looks like an eye chart, because I can't resist a good pun.
Oh, thank you very much. Enjoy the march. Well, I'm talking to another couple of marchers along the way. They have selected certain signs to carry during this march. I'm going to turn to the person on my right first. Tell us about your sign.
My sign says, "Defend dignity, liberty, and justice for all, and dissent is patriotic." There's so many great signs here. My sign just represents part of why I'm here, that I don't like the rhetoric coming out of this administration, and I believe that we've come a long ways in real equality for everyone, and I don't want us to go backwards.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to turn to the person on my left. She's wearing a sign there. Tell us about your sign.
It says, "We won't go back." Been here a long time on the planet, long time in Alaska, and I don't want to go back to the way it was. We need to move forward. We need to respect everybody's rights. They're all human rights.
Okay, thank you both very much. Okay, now I'm walking alongside a gentleman who's carrying a sign way up high in the air. Tell us what the sign says and why you picked that.
The sign says, "Save equality, diversity, and the climate, help." And I picked it because everybody that is coming into office seems to be against equality, diversity, and the climate. Or just believing in the climate change anyhow.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good march.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I have yet a person walking along, marching, carrying not one, but two signs. Would you say something about how it was that you came up with two signs to carry?
So I have two signs. The first one is, "The future is feminist," and that's because we have a little one that's 3 months old, and thinking about the future that I want him to grow up into, I want it to be a feminist future. And then the second sign is, "Grab justice, not pussy," and the pussy is a picture of a cat. So we want to make sure that we are reiterating that justice and equality are the values that we hold dear, and not the misogyny and sexual assault sort of language that our now president has been advocating for in the last year and a half or so of campaigning, and now is president.
Okay, and I see that you have your young child with you.
Yes, he's
first
here.
March.
This is his first march, and we have a sign on the side of his stroller that says, "My daddy is an immigrant," because my husband is from Ireland, and we hold the values of being American as a place where all people can be equal, all people can advocate, and all people can find the dreams and love of their life.
Thank you very much. Have a good march. Oops.
We know. She's fine.
Okay, well, now I have yet another marcher, only this marcher has a dog along.
Yeah.
Why have you chosen to bring the dog on this march?
I brought the dog because he believes in equal rights for all, too, including dog rights, right?
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoy the march. All right. Okay, so I'm walking out with a group of people here that seem to have some authority, in part because one of them has a bullhorn. But I'll start with the person who doesn't. Have you had anything to do with the organization of this? You seem to be in a front row position.
Well, I'm part of it because I'm a woman of America and I care about women's rights. And my wonderful mother, Carolyn Covington, is speaking today. So I'm coming to cheer her on and all women across America.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. All right. Okay. Take care. Well, now I'm walking with someone who's dressed a little differently than all the rest, although there's a lot of different dress here. Tell us why you've chosen to wear what you are wearing.
All right. Well, I'm dressed as a suffragette, so I thought that was a particularly pertinent issue today. I think people forget how recently we've made progress in certain areas. So it was only less than 100 years ago that we finally won the right to vote. And I just thought this would be a nice reminder for people.
It's certainly attention getting.
It is.
You are.
I've lost track of how many times now people have asked for photographs or so.
Well, now you have an interview.
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank
you. I wish I could be better spoken at this moment, but.
Well, I think your message has come across.
Oh, good, good. I did. I just wanted to show that, you know, I think that 100 years later, it's the same fight. It's the same march and a little bit of solidarity.
Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah.
March on.
Thank you.
Well, I see a gentleman walking along here who appears to have come a long distance. I know people have come to this march from all over the state of Alaska, but where are you from, sir?
I'm from Glacier View, Alaska.
And you've come all the way down for this?
Just for this.
Okay, and what do you think about it?
I think it is a wonderful sign that is Americans speaking about freedom and about diversity and that we're really all one. It's such a positive movement.
Right, that seemed to be the general thrust right from the beginning, thinking positively about what could be done, what should be done, what needs to be done.
And we need to actually say it and actually vote with our feet. So I think this is a real positive sign for the future of America.
Well, thank you very much.